Hello, everyone, and oh my god, the sun is finally shining here in Chicago, and the temperatures are really warming up. We are definitely ready to enjoy the few months of good weather promised to us every year. So thank you so much for tuning in to Let's Chat Dairy, your favorite weekly market podcast powered by High Ground Dairy. Today's Friday, April 12th, and you're hearing from Alyssa Badger and Kara Murphy. In case you missed it, we announced another speaker for High Ground's 2024 Global Dairy Outlook Conference, which will be held in Chicago this summer, June 18th through the 20th. Bill Waverin, owner of Sunny Dean Ranch, LLC, will be joining our producer panel alongside two other dairy farmers, which we will be announcing over the next couple weeks. If you're interested in attending this amazing conference, head over to highgrounddairy.com/conference for more information and registration details. All right, Kara, you know what to do. What happened in the spot market this week?
Well, the cheese market jumped from the mid-140s last week to close in the 150s this week. Locks caught some upwards momentum early on, but fell back a bit on Thursday. Today it closed at 153.5 with 44 trades in total, 21 of those occurring today, highest daily volume since May 3rd, 2019. Barrel cheese almost slipped back a bit, but closed today at 157.25 with 20 trades. Butter keeps moving up, 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 reaching a high of 297 on Monday. It headed back down, dipping below 290 on Thursday, but ended today at 292 with a total of 14 trades. Dry whey is heading lower now at 36 cents per pound with 26 trades, the most we have seen in a single week since November. And lastly, nonfat dry milk is bouncing between 113 per pound and 115. Today it settled at 114.25 and saw just 9 trades on the week.
And what's the latest on HPAI? Seems to really be spreading to other states and dairy herds now versus just the handful of states that we knew about last week.
Yes, this week cases were confirmed in South Dakota and North Carolina. Officials in both states have not said whether the infected animals were a transplant from another state or how the disease was contracted. This does, however, mark the 8th state to have confirmed cases in the dairy herd. Producers are doing everything they can biosecurity-wise to prevent the spread of disease and keep their animals safe. The USDA has yet to issue federal quarantine orders, and the agency's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is not recommending states hold cattle shipments. However, they do strongly recommend minimizing movement of cattle as much as possible. Despite this, the American Veterinary Medical Association reports there are 17 states who have restricted cattle importations from states where the virus is known to have infected dairy cattle. These include Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Delaware, Florida, Hawaii, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nebraska, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Utah, and West Virginia. We will continue to cover this story as more information becomes available.
Yeah, headlines are certainly still prevalent, but the impact of all this is yet to be fully understood. Weekly slaughter numbers are not ramping up, and contacts have confirmed that milk from infected regions is still meeting spec. Other than that hot topic, data was pretty light this week as we worked on finalizing our global dairy forecasts. Monday, we pushed out our comprehensive coverage of the February U.S. Dairy Products Report. Tuesday, there was a slightly positive global dairy trade pulse event. And Wednesday, the European Energy Exchange reported pretty positive settlements across European dairy commodities. And then Thursday, we were hard at work on our pre-global dairy trade analysis. And this was interesting because Fonterra actually added around 12,000 metric tons of whole milk powder to their 12-month forecast. SGX markets are pricing in a recovery from the price decline sustained in March. Whole milk powder and skim milk powder prices should find some support, however, potentially not to the scale that these SGX markets are pricing in. Expect some more upside for AMF and butter as lower offer volumes support prices at this event. However, we do not expect any significant influx of demand. Kara, I mentioned we have been hard at work at our global forecast report. What are some of the key fundamentals you and Betty Burning are focusing on for the domestic market?
Yeah, well, for starters, we of course have to talk about high pathogenic avian influenza, also known as bovine influenza virus A, according to the bovine practitioners. We answered some of those questions in our special episode last week, but for those of you who have missed it, we will discuss the potential impacts of this disease on the market and what continues to develop. We will also discuss takeaways from the latest dairy products report. Manufacturing follows where consumer demand leads. What does that data tell us about consumer wants and how the dairy industry is responding? With this, we will also take a look at exports. Domestic cheese demand has been rather lackluster. With heavy discounts to European cheese prices, can rising cheese exports out of the U.S. help out this market? Then we'll have to talk about butter. Why is the price so high when the fundamentals do not support the current price point? Good question. And lastly, we dive into consumer demands at the grocery store. After multiple years of price hikes and persistent inflation that just won't abate, consumers are trading down when it comes to protein. Dairy remains a nutritious and affordable way to get protein into your diet. Can the dairy industry come to rescue for the low-income consumers who have nowhere else to turn? We'll talk about that in our forecast.
Well, internationally, there is always a lot to cover as well, but this month we are discussing the following. First, Fitch has revised their outlook on the Chinese economy from stable to negative. Fitch said the change to China's rating outlook reflected rising risks to the country's public finances, a result of the uncertain economic outlook. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs raised its outlook for China's economic growth this year as factory activity accelerates more than expected. But does any of it matter if the consumer is hesitant to spend? We also dig into the fact that New Zealand milk production has seen varying trends over time, experiencing steady growth before the 2000s, followed by a remarkable expansion in the two decades after significant industry changes that happened in 2001. However, recent years have brought structural shifts, including new financial expectations for farmers, increased focus on business management, and optimization of production systems. Additionally, limitations on available land for dairy farming due to land use regulations have led to higher land prices. Then in late March, Algeria issued an O'Neill tender for milk powders for delivery between June and September of 2024. European suppliers are set to provide the skim milk powder, while New Zealand and South American providers will supply the whole milk powder. The tender's size and delivery dates have tightened the outlook for Oceania whole milk powder supply, with New Zealand processors facing pressure to ship inventory quickly due to shipping constraints and seasonal declines in milk production. Next, we're keeping a close eye on those global fat prices. Outside of the U.S., we really need to focus on New Zealand and what's going on in Europe as well. New Zealand is experiencing tight milk supply, affecting butter capacity, while the U.S. sees high production levels but strong domestic demand. Europe has lower stocks due to increased domestic demand. Due to strong export demand and domestic consumption, the fat market is expected to remain pretty tight throughout this year. Also of importance, the Bank of Japan ended 8 years of negative interest rates in late March, also marking the first interest rate hike in 17 years. This shift signals a significant change in the Japanese economy outlook, ending the lost decades of stagflation and deflation across Asia's second largest economy. This is a report that you won't want to miss, that's for sure. And if you sign up for a free trial by Monday, the 15th, you will get live access to our Global Dairy Forecast webinar, which is a chance to really dig into what our expectations are for the years ahead and give you an opportunity to be a part of a live Q&A session with our entire executive team. All right, that's all we have for this week, and we hope you enjoy your weekend. We look forward to chatting with you next Friday. Cheers. Be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And if you're interested in receiving more information, as well as our analysis, please visit highgrounddairy.com to request a free 30-day trial today. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.